February is the month of love, and the Queen of Hearts is always your best friend. Hi, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Inventory is good. Our pricing, even better. We have sweetheart deals all month for both our locals and our winter visitors. Be a Valentine. Come see us at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City and let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Call us at 760-324-3651 or visit us at www.mikethompson.com.
At Desert Care Network, we're a medical community with the highest respect for science, but we're also a family community with a healthy respect for compassion, which means that advanced robotic surgeries are always followed by unmistakably human aftercare. Experts will analyze your numbers, but never treat you like one. And every hospital visit is always more than hospitable, which just may be the best medicine of all. Desert Care Network, a community built on care. Find a physician at desertcarenetwork.com.
Joey English here. Besides wearing red and eating chocolate, I love a great bargain. No place better than Revival's Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Palm Desert, where I can practice Joey's drop and shop strategy. When I've got gently used items someone else might like, I drop them at Revival's. That's when the fun really begins because I get to shop. All Revival stores are clean and well organized, so I can do my treasure hunting. Staff and volunteers couldn't be more helpful. Every time I drop a donation of gently used items to Revival's, every time I shop and buy at Revival's, I'm helping to benefit the great work at Desert AIDS Project here in the Coachella Valley. Think about Joey's drop and shop strategy. Try it out at Revival's. It's the wonderful volunteers who make shopping at Revival's so special. Their service is really another way of donating by helping Desert AIDS Project meet the healthcare needs of our community. Ask for more information about volunteering at any Revivals.
Coronavirus, or COVID-19, has made us the kind of hotspot we don't want to be. Stay home to limit your exposure while helping to keep others safe. Stay home and save a life. If you're a Desert Oasis Healthcare member and think you may have symptoms of COVID-19, please call us first at 760-969-6555 before coming to any of our medical locations. Visit mydoac.com for updates.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
One, two, three.
Okay. One, two, three. Charlie Dyer put together mystery songs for Cher Lichtman and me. James Brown.
Yeah. No.
No!
Got to know how to hold it. Like mashed, on it road.
Mashed potato?
Yeah, let's see.
Mashed potato.
We can do the dances. Wilson Pickett. Huh?
There we go.
Wilson Pickett. That's an old name. Well, what's the name of the song?
Watusi.
No, it's... What is it, Charlie?
This is Land of a Thousand Dances.
Land
of
a
Thousand. Because he's going through all the dances.
Land of a Thousand Dances. Yeah.
Na, 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 na.
Na, 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 na. We got the pretty girl on the microphone with us. Thanks, Charlie. I love that one. I love the beat.
I do, too.
Isn't that great?
That's my kind of music.
Yeah, me too. I can sing the words.
Right.
From Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City, Cher Lichtman joins us. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, Joy. So happy to be back with you.
Oh, yes. You're so busy. Good stuff. We were sitting in the green room, which, of course, is not green, talking with Steve Canold and Lalo Tachikin, and Steve brought up a really interesting point. He does that. He is a very intellectual guy. Used to be a teacher. So it's a good subject for you to talk about with our Joey pals. He said, isn't gasoline really expensive for people who drive RVs? And you said...
I said, you know, actually, it's not. And the reason being is because most people who drive their RVs over the course of a year, the most that they're going to put on them, survey says, is somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 miles. So if you look at it from that standpoint, so gas goes up $1 per gallon. Really, it's negligible
it is.
In the whole grand scheme of life when you're not putting that many miles on the coach.
That's the average, yeah. 5 to 7, because it's not like your car that you're running to the grocery store. And never thought of it that way.
It's not your daily driver. And there are exceptions. You know, we do sell the little vans that are also RVs, and people do use those from time to time as a daily driver. And that being the case, you're going to see more mileage put on those. But I'll give you an example. I took in yesterday afternoon, I took in a 2012 Mercedes-Benz diesel Class C 24-footer that I bought from Desert Lexus, a local dealer over here who took it on trade on a car.
How long was it again?
24 feet.
Okay.
And I purchased the coach at 2012, and it has 5,035 miles.
Wow.
So that, you know, it just gives you an example. People think they're going to use them and go great distances, and then for whatever reason, they don't, you know.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing at the amount, you know, how we have bargains on coaches that are coming in that are used that are actually like brand spanking new. They maybe have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 miles on them. And remember, most of them come to us with 2,1900 to 2,200 miles already on them because they travel from the factory.
Oh, see?
So all the factories, most of the factories are back east. So
right. Indiana, isn't it?
Well, Indiana. And then there's Winnebago, which is in Forest City, Iowa. And then there's the big one that manufactures the luxury diesels that we sell. And that's Tiffin from Red Bay, Alabama. And, of course, they're all snowed in right now. So along with the challenges of COVID and, you know, what's going on back east, it's a mess out there. We're not being able to get parts. You know, we're not being able to get RVs that have finished being manufactured and they're supposed to be shipping to us. And they're sitting somewhere iced over.
In the snow.
Iced over. And, but, you know, you imagine if it's your brand new RV that you just had built. You don't want somebody taking it down the road with a 100-car pileup like there have been.
Exactly.
Back east. So it's giving us some delays.
This is Cher Lichtman. You see her on the TV and you hear her on our radio show and you see her picture on our website. Tell me, I like it's like a pickup front. Like you're driving in the front of a pickup, but then there's the coach attached to it. What do you call that?
Okay, that's a Class C.
A Class
C. Yeah, and if you think about it, if you look at the coach from the side, it kind of has a little C on it, which it's actually the name came from being a cutaway. So that is actually a Ford or a Chevy truck chassis, and then they cut it away,
hence the C,
and they and then that's they manufacture the box, we call it, the box onto that chassis.
I like that one, but when you're driving that one, you're not in the unit, you're not in the coach part.
Well,
there's
you're
a
kind
wall
of in
behind
the cab.
You.
You're in the cab, and there's not really a wall, but a little bit of, you know,
glass or something.
Leather. But it's not really glass, but there's sort of a barrier, so you have to step down into the cab. You're not on the same floor level.
Gotcha.
So
but you don't have to get out of the driver's seat to get into the back.
You can if you're skinny enough.
Oh, okay. No, well, there
lots,
goes
lots of
that
people
ship
do.
Has sailed.
Lots of people do, but you can get out of the doorways. You know, I mean, if it's raining and you can turn. A lot of them have seats that swivel and turn around.
Right.
So they swivel, turn around, and then you can just get out and get right into the cab of the coach. Wait. Otherwise, you can slither out and slither back into the coach. But you can also go out your driver's door, passenger's door, and then enter a separate door that we call the entry door.
You got it all going on, girl. You just know all this stuff. How much is a used Class C? I would love one.
Well, you know, that's a tough question to answer because it depends on the year, the condition, the mileage, and so many factors. All RVs right now, it certainly is a seller's market because of the demand and the very short supply of RVs. You know, prices are up, but on the other hand, we're also paying more for your trade-ins. So if it's a good time to be in the market either side.
And you've told me over the months and years we've been together that people who have an RV, they never get over it. If anything, they get more into it and they want bigger and better and longer.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, Joy. It's something that you come to love because there's so much camaraderie out there, you know, as I call it, in the campgrounds of life.
Uh-huh,
and
there's
there's just so much that people, it's like boat owners, RV owners, it's very similar, that you become kind of like a community, a family. Uh-huh. And people are out there, they love to help you with whatever you need help with. And it's just a lifestyle that you grow to love, because you're, even though you're out there with other people, you're out in the wild blue yonder, and you know, it's the only safe way these days, in the days of COVID, to travel and be safe and socially distance and be with the people you love.
See, and I love to be home. So in my mind,
you are home.
This is being home on a different level.
Absolutely. You know, we always say home is where you park it. And our home is where you plug it in, you know, so to speak. But there's so many resorts and so many campgrounds out there. There's just something for everybody, something for everybody's taste. You know, everything from a luxury upscale resort, like some of these here locally.
Yes.
We have one down in Indio called Outdoor Resorts Indio, and across the street is Motor Coach Country Club. And so they're very, very, very luxury, and people own their space in those. Everything from that to a KOA to a Thousand Trails, where, you know, or just parking at the beach where it's completely free.
I can remember now on Flathead Lake, which is the largest freshwater lake west of the Mississippi in Montana.
Uh-huh.
And they had a group of, say it, RVers.
Mm-hmm. RVers,
okay.
Yeah.
And it was on the edge of the lake, and everybody who parked their RV there and left it there had an airplane. And they flew in and landed on the lake.
Sure.
Pulled up to their pontoon kind of place that they parked their, what do you call an airplane that lands, a pontoon plane, I guess. I don't know. And then they'd go stay in their RV, but they never moved the RVs.
Right. Right. And there are some of those. And you'd be amazed also to know that we do a lot of RV shows, little RV shows at the local resorts down here. So, and we go down, and all of the resorts that where they have the 42, 43, 45 foot buses, they don't want to move them. So what they do is buy a second RV. No, this is the epitome of decadence. So they buy a second RV so that they can go tool around in the little van type, or the little Class C type that we were talking about earlier, and travel around, and then they come back to their home base. So it's like coming home. And some of those RVs are powerful enough and have big enough engines, you could practically tow one of your RVs with the other.
Is there an RV big enough to put a small car in?
Not inside. No,
oh, no,
no.
There's
a type of RV which isn't very popular, but there's one that opens up and you can actually put a golf cart in it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
And you can put golf cart in and other toys like motorcycles and so on.
Yes,
and you know, a very small smart car or something inside of them. But they have limits as far as the amount that
unless
you can
really
put
get
inside.
Into custom.
Correct. Correct.
Well, next time there's one of those shows, will you email me? So I can put it in the Daily Date Book, and maybe I can go see it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Are they having them now?
We have one every month. So every month we take, you know, just a few vehicles and go to outdoor resorts in Palm Springs. Cathedral City, that one, we do one there. We just did one there last week. And the previous week, we did an RV show down at Outdoor Resorts in Indio.
You call this an RV show.
Right. And of course, in the days of COVID, we're not having nearly as many as we were.
But we let people go in.
Well, last we do and keep it safe. But last year, before the COVID, you know, hit, we were actually doing shows with 25, 30, 40 vehicles up in Silent Valley, if you're familiar with that, and also over at the Sam's Club. So we did a lot of RV shows at the Sam's Club there in Rancho
Well,
Marsh.
I want those to come back.
They will as soon as this COVID mess is over.
It's coming.
Hopefully this fall.
Phone number and website.
Website, www.mikethompson.com. Telephone number, local, 760-324-3651.
Call and ask the question. You can sleep from two people up to 10, 12?
10.
2 to 10. I'm really ready. I'd be a snail. I'd have my home on my back.
There you go. Come on down. We're ready for you.
And Cher needs trade-ins. Oh, very badly.
We are purchasing, we are consigning, and we're taking trades. We're desperate for inventory at this time. Anything used or anything that you're just sitting around and not using it, let us hear from you, because we are anxious to get your trades, and we're paying top dollar.
Next month, I was supposed to talk about repairs, and we got so busy with everything else. Well, I'll write down repairs next month.
Sure.
You'll tell us how we get our RVs repaired.
Absolutely. We'll talk about service, parts and pieces, and service.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Detail all of that.
Thanks for coming by. Always great to see your pretty face.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy myself.
Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.